And while thousands of football fans attended the Super Bowl yesterday in Miami Gardens, just a block away, protesters urged the cancellation of another major event for the city, the Formula One Miami Grand Prix. WLRN's Sherlyn Cabrera was there.
The youth drumline of Miami Gardens joined the protest on the corner of 27th Ave and 199th Street. One concern for residents is the health risks the Formula One Grand Prix can have. Phyllis Simpkins has lived in Miami Gardens for 24 years.
Money can't buy health, and it cannot take care of you the rest of your life once the noise pollution have effect on your children, too.
The 10-year racing contract starts in May of 2021. Residents like Sylvia Perkins understands the economic value it can have, but...
The traffic, the noise, the pollution, and because there is something every weekend. It's a football game, it's a concert, Formula One racing. When does it stop?
The Unrepresented People's Positive Action Council led the protest along with County Commissioner Barbara Jordan. Not long after it started, Miami-Dade Police counterterrorism showed up. Police said they were blocking the sidewalk. Jordan said the police were trying to stop them from taking attention from the Super Bowl.
The Dolphins and Mayor Jimenez called their officers and told them to get us out of the way. They have not done it before when we've protested.
Miami-Dade commissioners are scheduled to discuss Formula One on Tuesday. I'm Sherrylyn Cabrera in Miami Gardens.
This is WLRN News, and I'm Catalina Garcia.